housing is a major issue in the Florida counties that were hit by Hurricane Ian. Thousands of people have lost their homes and will need to find a place to live as they either repair their properties or just flat out need a new house. Gladys Cook is helping folks navigate that process. She's the Director of Resilience and Disaster Recovery for the Florida Housing Coalition, a statewide nonprofit organization. Gladys, thanks for being with us.
Oh, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So your organization helps people across the state find affordable housing, and you specialize in stepping in after a disaster. This hurricane took out so many homes, and we're hearing that it's going to take a long time, weeks, months, potentially years to recover. What happens next to people who are, essentially homeless right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, we work with about 3,500 housing providers in the state of Florida. We do technical assistance and training for them. And so we're working with them right now to prepare for when the shelters start to close and people want to go home to permanently repaired housing. And that's the hard part because so many units have been destroyed and damaged that when the shelters close, they really have to go into another temporary housing solution.
Talk me through that a little bit. I mean, when will these shelters close and why?
Well, the public shelters that the mayor mentioned, they stay open for maybe 30 to 60 days max. And during that time, the folks that are in there are assigned case managers from FEMA. And so each household they look at their situation and then figure out a solution for them. For people that are very low income, though, there's not a lot of choices. And so after a disaster like this, sometimes people end up being in hotels and motels or FEMA trailers and RVs for an extended period of time until we can get permanent housing brought in or rebuilt.
Can I ask how home insurance plays into all of this? What are the insurance situations of the people that you're working with, and how is navigating the insurance landscape been over the days since the hurricane?
Well, homeowners that have a mortgage will have some type of insurance. They may not have flood insurance, but if they're in any kind of a designated zone, they'll have insurance as a requirement of their mortgage. The issue is when you have people whose homes are paid off, maybe seniors that haven't kept up insurance. And if you don't have home insurance and your home is destroyed, the only thing you have is basically FEMA assistance and then our local housing programs and maybe SBA loans, Small Business Administration loans.
And what about renters? How have they been affected? And you know, can you talk a little bit about the work you're doing with them?
The most severe situation is the renters who are in mobile home parks, and they don't own the unit they're in. The units were destroyed wholesale in these areas, and those tenants they didn't have insurance. They're very low income. They're really not showing up in the shelters like we expected. And so we just really need to find them and to work with them to find alternative housing.
What's your message to those folks?
Register with FEMA as soon as possible. You can just go to www.disasterassistance.gov to register. There's some phone numbers to call, 800-462-7585. And you can also download the FEMA app. But once you register with FEMA, you can get critical needs assessment money up to $700. And then you're registered to have a case manager help you work through finding temporary housing.
Can I ask, Gladys, just how we've heard a lot of people's opinions on how long this recovery from this massive hurricane is going to take. How long do you expect your organization to be working with folks who were affected by Hurricane Ian?
Unfortunately, we're pretty well rehearsed for this, starting with Hurricane Matthew in 2016 and Irma 2017, Hurricane Michael in 2018. And we're not finished recovering from any of those storms. And so people with insurance and money, they get their homes rebuilt. They eventually get a contractor to do the repairs. But lower income people are displaced and their lives are disrupted. And it takes years to finally get the federal funding in to do the permanent housing work.
Well, we've talked about this on this program a lot. Florida, even in the best of times, suffers from a severe housing shortage. So I wonder, in the 30 seconds we have you here, Gladys, how is this going to potentially exacerbate that problem?
It's serious because the assisted rental housing is easily 98 to 99% occupied. And we've lost so many units, there's really no place to put people. We were already short 1 million units in the state of Florida for lower income people. And so our housing providers just have to get the funds and get together and rebuild housing to just try to catch up.
Gladys Cook, Director of Resilience and Disaster Recovery for the Florida Housing Coalition. Thank you so much.